In particular, they encouraged the English and other settlers to emigrate to Ireland, where they were given land, as with the Plantation of Ulster. These settlers soon became the economic and political elite in the country. By the late 1600s, these colonists and their descendants largely owned most of the land in Ireland. After a series of rebellions and confiscations, the old Irish elite were dispossessed, and many were exiled. The native Gaelic-speaking population was largely Catholic, in contrast to the settlers who were overwhelmingly Protestant. Ireland was dominated by a small number of Protestant landowners, who had established a series of penal laws, discriminating against Catholics in order to preserve their position at the apex of Irish society and their privileged status. Despite the repeal of the penal laws in the 18th century, the Anglo-Irish elite continued to dominate Ireland, economically, socially, and politically, well into the 19th century. Politically, Ireland was part of the United Kingdom after the 1801 Act of Union. This led to the union of the British and Irish parliaments. The Irish Parliament was dominated by the Anglo-Irish Protestant elite, who excluded Catholics from political office. With the Act of Union, Irish MPs could sit in the British Parliament. Despite the Act of Union, the country was still dominated by the Anglo-Irish elite, who were only a small minority in an overwhelmingly Catholic country. By the 1840s, Catholics had won some political rights, such as the right to hold political office. However, in general, the Catholic majority were very much second-class citizens and were economically and politically subordinated to the Anglo-Irish elite. Famine was not new to Ireland. Every few years, there was a partial failure of the potato crop or some natural disaster that resulted in a famine. In the 1740s, an unseasonable frost destroyed the crops in the fields, which led to widespread hunger and epidemics, and by the end of the famine, some 10% of the population died over a two-year period. There were also small and localized food crises in Ireland in the 1820s and the 1830s. However, the famine in the period of 1845 to 1850 was to be an unprecedented one that changed Irish history. During the Napoleonic Wars, there was a dramatic expansion in tillage in Ireland. This long conflict created a demand for food from Britain to feed its navy and army, which required a large agricultural workforce. Furthermore, many landowners decided to grow crops on their lands, which meant there was less land for small tenant farmers. Rents rose, and it was increasingly difficult for Irish courtiers and laborers to obtain sufficient land to meet a family's needs. The ability to rent a piece of land could often mean the difference between starvation and survival for many Irish Catholics. Because of the changing rural economy, more and more people came to rely on the potato. This was chiefly because potatoes could grow quickly and did not require much land to provide a large crop. The root vegetable was introduced into Ireland in the 17th century by Walter Raleigh, and the population had grown dependent upon it since then. During the 18th century, the potato was very important in the Irish diet, and had come to be a staple in the Irish diet by 1800 for up to one-third of the population. At first, it was treated as an addition to the diet, consumed with milk, fish, and bread. However, as Irish society became poorer and the farms became smaller, more and more people were forced to depend upon the potato for food, consumed boiled or in the form of potato cakes. The Irish consumed large amounts of potatoes, especially the poor. The diet of the Irish peasants, although monotonous, provided them with all the nutrition they needed. Potatoes are a very nutritious food, and Irish society and economy was almost wholly dependent on a single crop. It facilitated the development of the courtier system, where a cheap agricultural workforce could work the land of the Anglo-Irish elite, who grew increasingly rich, using the cheap Irish workforce to produce cheap food for England, which was rapidly industrializing at the time. The Irish peasant was reliant upon only one variety of the crop, namely the Irish lumper potato, which was highly nutritious and resistant to indigenous diseases. Irish society was shaped by the system of land ownership. Land was the main source of wealth in the country prior to the famine, and continued to be so after it ended. The land was largely rented by Protestant landlords to Catholic tenants. Their holdings were often very small. It was not unusual for tenant farmers to have only 2 or 3 acres of land. 1 in 4 Irish tenants had farms that were only 1.5 to 2 hectares in size. This group and their families made up the majority of the population. By some measurements, over one half of the nation consisted of subsistence farmers, and any chance event could reduce a tenant farmer and his family to penury and starvation. Another issue in Ireland was that often, when